Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. We're talking today about the morning reports, information your doctor gets in his inbox. And so we have colorectal cancer affecting people aged 20 to 34 years of age. And what's the solution? The solution is screen more. So we should better identify patients at risk, including those with a family history of colorectal cancer, Lynch syndrome, or familial adenomatous polyposis, and screen and treat them at an earlier age. So there's no evidence that colonoscopy is effective. Why is there no evidence? Because the studies haven't been done, because the effectiveness of colonoscopy in preventing death from colon cancer is assumed. And so we're taking one assumption that colonoscopy is effective and throwing in another assumption that screening 20 to 30-year-olds is somehow going to help them. And certainly in my practice, my observation, of course, only one case, there was no family history of colon cancer. And, of course, seeing an increase in colon cancer in people aged 20 to 34, one would not expect it to be genetic at all, because the genetic cancers usually show up at the age of 50. So these cancers would necessarily have to be cancers caused by environment or by diet, yet doctors are totally thrown off the track here and told that people have a family history, if they have a genetic syndrome, then screen and treat. When obviously, if you have a cancer that affects people 50 and older and all of a sudden it shows up in people aged 20 to 34, it's not genetic. And so you can imagine being a doctor reading this morning report and scratching your head. And all you can think is, well, they said to screen, I guess I'll start screening. And so you guys are, young people aged 20 to 34 can expect more offers of sodomy. Not that it will help, but that's what you can expect based on the morning report. Okay, so first treatment guidelines for restless leg syndrome. Now, for your information, restless leg syndrome has been around for a while. And restless leg means that the person basically tries to go to sleep at night and the leg is jumping or twitching or moving or feels like it's itchy or tickly. So next, practice guidelines for treating restless leg syndrome has been issued by the American Academy of Neurology for the first time. Now, they've been treating this thing with all kinds of drugs for really decades. Just to put this in perspective, I went to medical school in 1979 to 83. There was no such thing as restless leg syndrome back then. Not at all. Now, here we are, 2017, and I would say one in three adults has it, or has had a symptom like this at one time or another. So the new recommendations focus on adults with moderate to severe restless leg syndrome and advocate for the use of medications, of course. These are patients whose restless leg syndrome's symptoms disturb sleep or daytime functioning. So sometimes people have daytime symptoms as well. While several drugs are available, the American Academy of Neurology found level A evidence for only three drugs. Non-drug therapy, such as pneumatic compression, that means they have a sleeve around the leg that fills with air and squeezes the leg, transcranial magnetic stimulation, they send magnetic waves to the brain, and near-infrared spectroscopy, are level B or C recommendations. Also, the American Academy of Neurology emphasizes that a workup for restless leg syndrome should include checking for iron deficiency, which can worsen restless leg syndrome. So here's our first suggestion that restless leg syndrome is actually related or might be related to nutritional factors. But again, when a disease that didn't exist 30 years ago suddenly makes an appearance, you have to ask yourself, well, there must be a cause. But in the morning report, that is not asked or answered. Okay, electronic cigarettes. E-cigarettes, not a healthier alternative. Now, cigarettes, many of you might know, is responsible for the death of more or less 400,000 Americans a year, if we count its contribution to deaths due to cancer and due to heart disease. So, we would expect then, since we know that cigarettes contribute to more or less 400,000 deaths a year, that we'd like to see evidence showing that e-cigarettes contribute to maybe at least a couple hundred thousand deaths a year. Let's see what this says. So e-cigarettes are not a healthier alternative, and this is a pretty firm statement. And they say, well, electronic cigarettes are different from tobacco. They should not be considered a healthier alternative to smoking. Now, a healthier alternative means that you stop cigarettes and you smoke e-cigarettes. Okay. Data about e-cigarettes use is often conflicting. In other words, some data says it's harmless and some data says, well, it's problematic. But information presented at the World Conference on Lung Cancer suggests that those who vape, that's called smoking e-cigarettes, it's called vaping, are exposed to some of the same health risks as smokers. And 80% of vapers continue to smoke. So if 80% of people who use e-cigarettes continue to use regular cigarettes, how can you separate out what illness is caused by what? The fluids and vapors in e-cigarettes include ultra-fine particles, cancer-causing compounds, and harmful metals that are associated with the development of lung cancer and asthma. Well, wait a minute. Can we have some information about the association between e-cigarettes and lung cancer, or e-cigarettes and asthma? So Surgeon General is very concerned about vaping among our youth and has declared e-cigarettes a public health crisis for this group. So we have here absolutely no proof, no evidence, no information at all about the danger of e-cigarettes, nothing comparing them to regular cigarettes. Okay, let's take a look at the comparison between regular cigarettes and e-cigarettes when it comes to cancer. Between regular cigarettes and e-cigarettes when it comes to asthma, regular cigarettes and e-cigarettes when it comes to heart disease. So we have doctors given no evidence, no data, nothing, simply a bunch of conjecture. And he's not even told that people who use e-cigarettes can mix their own vaping fluid and bypass the carcinogenic compounds and the ultrafine particles and harmful metals. And so nothing is given to doctors in terms of how to help people use e-cigarettes in a healthy way. All doctors are told is the Surgeon General is concerned and has declared e-cigarettes a public health crisis. We have no information whatever about the public health crisis. Are our teenage kids dropping dead? Are they experiencing an increase in asthmatic episodes? What is going on with e-cigarettes? We have no information, none at all. And the fact that it's not even presented here suggests that maybe it doesn't even exist. And so this is a quality of information your doctor is getting in the morning report. And he's asked to make some pretty outrageous pronouncements based on this. He's expected to pass on to patients that e-cigarettes are not any healthier than cigarettes and that they represent a public health crisis. And again, no information to support this at all. None at all. And when you think that half of all the information taught in medical school is false, and also that half of all the information doctors learn in continuing medical education is false, and you look at a statement like this with no evidence, no data, nothing to back it up, you realize that your doctor's quality of information is pretty pretty flimsy. And this basically reads like something written to defend the cigarette industry. So if electronic cigarettes are not a healthier alternative, you know, let's show us the bodies. Count the bodies. Where's the danger? So this is our morning report. Basically, a barrage of information, very little data to support it in terms of telling doctors to continue to engage these procedures, and a tremendous amount of information indicating that it's either harmful and ineffective. And so what is a person to do? What is a person to do? Well, first of all, be aware of the morning report, that this is what your doctor is, this is the information your doctor's getting, and that it is known that the information that the drugs being prescribed are absolutely dangerous. And when you think that they're being prescribed for conditions that are not dangerous, conditions that are not deadly, then it becomes patently clear how 880,000 Americans every year can die at the hands of their medical therapy. So what is the answer? What is a person to do? Of course, you could always go to Medscape.com and sign up to get the morning report. But next is you should realize that the information your doctor has is information urging him to continue to do harm and be harmful with great confidence, knowing that he's doing the right thing, which, of course, is the most important thing. And the direction in the morning report is urging the doctor, of course, to do the right thing, to be a good doctor, and to wait for research, to wait for authoritative words from an undesignated body to direct him. And this is very dangerous for patients or anyone who signs up to be a patient. So the answer then is to realize the information your doctor has is unreliable and untested and unproven and not even scientific, which is shocking. You know, I went to medical school. Well, first of all, I decided to be a doctor because this is great. Everything is based on science. The research has been done. People have looked into this. And there's black and there's white. In other words, it's very clear. The lines are drawn. And what I'm being taught to do is most certainly going to be helpful to people. And as I went to medical school, attended classes, I realized, whoa, wait a minute. There's no proof here. There's no evidence here. They're just pulling this out of the air. They're just making this up. And I think with that kind of understanding, it makes it easier for you as an individual to say, hey, wait. The doctor has a position. He has information he's giving out, but it's just an opinion. I'm entitled to an opinion too. And I assure you, your opinion will be just as good, probably even better, than anything your doctor would come up with. Okay, it is time for question answer. And people can log into healingwithdrdaniel.jetangle.com or they can call 800-313-9443. That number is 800-313-9443. All right. The chat room is hopping. Let me see if I can answer a few questions here. Okay. All right, Got that. No, I didn't answer if you got the first time. Last Sunday show was mentioned. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Dr. Danson, last Sunday shows mentioned that vapor rub could be used in the eyes. What would be the purpose of using vapor rub in the eyes? Basically to dissolve the toxins, chemicals, and parasites and get them to leave the eye to clear up either cataracts or the muscles around the eye that are stiff, have difficulty contracting, and cause the need for reading glasses. So get rid of your reading glasses or your cataracts. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dr. Daniels, my spouse is getting fat and lazy. He blames it on sitting behind a desk for 10 years, but I think there's more to it. You know, I think your husband might be right that it could be just sitting behind a desk for 10 years. When I went to medical school, it only took 4 months of sitting in that chair for 8 hours. And my legs could no longer carry me up one flight of stairs. I was weak all the time. I was tired. It was just absolutely terrible. So I had to actually try and get out of the, I had to get out of the chair. But yes, getting in a chair, sitting in a chair is very bad for the health. So he's got a large distended stomach, exactly. So when he's sitting in that chair, basically he has pressure over his rectum, which keeps him from having bowel movements and actually constipates him. And that's why he's got this large distended stomach. Maybe aspirin is a factor. Well, so it doesn't help. But I would lay it more to his sitting. I got some milk thistle for him, but he won't take it. So maybe he'll take Vitality capsules, and that will help. He'll poop more, and he'll see his stomach get smaller and smaller. He'll think that you're a genius. So you can go to vitalitycapsules.com, scroll to the bottom, and click I already have my report, and boom, you can buy Vitality capsules. Okay. Does a mother's body download toxins to the baby? Absolutely. What is the best natural way to treat a left inguinal hernia that has just started? You know, I have been amazed that when I start working with people and they just happen to have hernias, usually they have a list of problems. Hernia is just one of them. But the hernia actually goes away once they stop eating processed foods and poop regularly. And so once they keep that colon less empty with less pressure and they eat unprocessed organic foods, I've had several hernias go away. It's surprising. Okay. Someone said, never get ultrasound. It made my hernia twice as bad. Yeah, ultrasound is not a great way to fix anything. All right, let's see. Larry in Wisconsin. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. I was wondering, are you familiar with this MOHS surgery that they do for, they call basal cell carcinoma?
It's pretty radical. It's a pretty wide excision, isn't it?
What they say is they take...
All right, we have to go to the commercial. We'll catch you back in a minute.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time, If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Give such delight.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels. Welcome back. You're dealing with Dr. Daniels. We're doing questions. We're talking to Larry. Larry has a question about Mohs surgery. What's your question?
About 5 years ago, you know how right along the left side of your nose, that's an area where you get a lot of oily skin, you know, and in my case, I would have, you know, pus under there or whatever. And so this time I felt, and I was squeezed really hard, you know, to try to get it to come out, and well, it never did. And then when it turned out into, as the years went on, it became kind of a sore. It never broke through the skin, and it turned into kind of a sore. And so my family physician said, you better go, to specialists for that. And they said, well, they went in with a knife, you know, and did like a biopsy. And then they said, well, that's a basal cell carcinoma. And, you know, due to the sun exposure. Well, the funny thing is I knew it didn't have anything to do with exposure to sun. As I explained to you what it was.
Right.
And so now they went in and put the knife, you know, and took out a bunch, and now they tell me they want me to come back, and they're going to take out, and they keep going down one more layer at a time until there's no more positive margins.
Right.
And I really feel like I'm hesitant to go back there because, you know, I finally healed up from the digging with the knife that they did the last time, and now they want me to come back and start digging in my face again, and I'm having second thoughts about going through it. So do you happen to have any ideas about that?
Yeah, sounds like torture to me.
Yeah.
What I usually use for skin cancer is black salve. Now, black salve is going to be a little bit painful, but you do it once and you're done. And what happens is you dab it there, it swells up a little bit, and then it falls out like a plug, the whole cancer does. And then it heals in, and you're pretty much done. You can go on YouTube, and they have videotapes of people who've used black salve, and they show you the progression from the cancer to applying it to the thing falling off and healing over and what it looks like a year later. It does take about a year for it to heal up completely, and the scar is pretty minimal. But I would check it out. It's called black salve. And I think the first place to stop would be YouTube, and then from there, if you decide you want to do it, you can go buy some. You can buy it online. It's like $25.
Like, they're telling me they want to go in with a knife and cut. They'll say, first we cut one layer, and then we have you wait mm-hmm. in the waiting room for an hour, and then we have you come back and cut another layer, and then we stitch you up and all this. And I'm just thinking, it's... You know, I mean, I'm not having any problems right now. I mean, I don't have any sore on my face or anything. But they will say...
Yeah, so you might... it's tough to get feeling better when you're feeling no pain, you know? You have to ask yourself, what are they really going to improve?
Well, what they tell you is, well, you have a cancer, and the cancer... They say that, although, you know, they say that it's not melanoma... Which spreads around the body, but they say it's basal cell carcinoma, which although it doesn't spread all around the body, it tends to destroy whatever is next to it. Does that make
what
sense?
What I would do, no, none of it makes sense. They just make it up. So you have to decide what you're going to believe and what you're going to do. It's basically what it comes down to. You've basically been to a fortune teller. They've told you a fortune. You have to decide if you're going to believe the fortune or not.
I'm finding myself disbelieving it. You know, my sister's telling me, oh, you're so stupid that you don't go and do what they want you to do. And, you know, I'm not in any pain. I don't even have a mark on my face. There's really, you know, they're claiming this is all under the skin where I don't know about it. You know, and it's going to, in the future, it's going to turn in, it's going to, like, eat up my face or something like that.
Right, so you have to decide, you know, as an adult, just what you want to do with your body.
Yeah. But yeah, you're a little...
I've just stepped out of the whole process. I don't get tested. I don't make appointments. I just don't get involved with that.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
Okay. You're welcome. Good luck.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. NaturesYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to NaturesYouth.com. That's NaturesYouth.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, it's Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we have Andy in Texas. Andy, what's your question?
Well, you seem like a very knowledgeable young lady. You know, there's been something that's been plaguing me for a little while, and this is kind of absurd and gross, if you will, but there was, well, I won't be too graphic, I promise. I had this bubble on my elbow, my right elbow, and I didn't know what it was. It was hard at first, and I started to, you know, You always, anything that's different on your body, you like to go, well, what the heck is this? And you touch it and whatnot. And one night I was touching it and I realized it was soft. And so I just pinched it and did whatever. And then I pulled this really super long string over a foot long out of my elbow. Mm. Can you tell me at all what that might be?
Well, if you pull a string a foot long out of your elbow, probably a worm.
You really think so? In my elbow.
If you pulled it out, it didn't break, and you kept pulling and pulling and pulling. Yep, that's about probably what it was.
It almost felt like dental floss, if you will, because it was hard to break after I pulled it out, but it just kept coming out. I was freaked out. I was like, what the heck is this?
Yeah, that's what it would be.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. Anyway, I just thought maybe you might be able to. I've never heard of anything like that before. That was just kind of weird for me. It just kind of threw me off. I was like, whoa, wait a minute, am I human?
Yeah, you're human. It's probably just a worm. Your immune system just basically put it there to kind of wall it off or sequester it. And then a lot of times, like if you go to war, you know, people get shrapnel in their body. And what will happen is the immune system will actually surround the shrapnel and move it to the skin. then the skin will open and the shrapnel will pop out. And this is the same thing.
Well, and what I've heard before is, though, I mean, like, when you get these tumors that are malignant tumors and whatnot, and then these guys give you this chemotherapy, my understanding is that your immune system is moving all this malignant material to one spot. And then when you go and get chemotherapy or radiation or whatnot, it spreads it back out again, and then your immune system is so distraught from the chemo and the radiation, it can't put it back in the same hole again. So I just find this, what we call the medical profession, I find it quite fascinating and quite disturbing all at the same time, simply because your body's doing so much for you, and then you turn around and go to somebody who's supposed to be a medical specialist, if you will, and then they turn around and just re-spread the stuff back out again. And I'm not suggesting that what was in my elbow had anything to do with cancer or whatnot, but that was the next overlying question with my first question. Do you find it to be true as well, you know, that they have a tendency
to re-spread? Well, doctors are trained to harm. They're trained to harm people. And so if you'd gone to a doctor, they would have basically cut that open, and then your body would have had this whole big healing thing to go through to try and heal the, you know, from the cut that was made. So, or even worse, they would give you a steroid shot to totally paralyze your immune system.
Well, it just amazes me that we can actually send people through 4 years of college, cost them over $100,000 to get this education, mm-hmm. and they come out dumber than they went in there.
Absolutely.
I mean,
that's
the whole
point.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. The point is for them to be dumber than when they went in, and for them to be so dumb, so confused, that they willingly do harm at the direction of a third party, totally ignoring the effect it has on the patient. That is the design. That's the plan.
So it makes sense on a particular point that's what this eugenics program is set up for us, correct?
You could look at it that way, eugenics, although I think it's a little more than that. I think that eugenics is a way of is an ultra polite way of saying it. But what they've tried to do really for eons is to say that you have people who are rulers, and then you have their agents, people who have licenses. Let's say you call them doctors, lawyers, accountants, and then you have the subjects or slaves, subjects of the crown, and so what they try to do is create these separate classes of individuals. But the problem was intelligence was distributed throughout all classes. And so now when you have the medical system stepping in, okay, now we can vaccinate people and poison them with vaccinations. Another class we can poison with drugs. Another class we can poison with certain other drugs. And so the medical industrial complex then becomes the tool for the totalitarian class-based state.
Well, do you agree that they put nanotech in these vaccines to where you get cancer, you know, at a certain age?
Oh, they don't have to do it. They don't have to do the nanotechnology. It's not. I don't think it's that sophisticated. I have a whole radio show I did on it called The Modern Face of Syphilis. As far back as the 1800s, the vaccines were laced with syphilis. And every indication is that that's still the case.
Well, just another question. I'm sorry, I'm taking up your time. I apologize. But do you believe that somehow, some way, these people that are actually the people in charge putting all of this GMO and this fluoride and this ammonia and glyphosate and all this other stuff, do you think they have a general program that they're actually going for? And is that part of the eugenics program? And do they actually really think that we're overpopulated and that people like myself need to just go away and die?
Partly. I personally don't, you know, get into it as far as the whole eugenics thing. But if you do look at how things are being laid out, there does appear to be a pattern.
Well,
I think the pattern is a lot simpler than what people... I mean, people are making it a lot more elaborate than it is.
Well, they have...
The thing is, it's very straightforward, and you can be easily entertained by it because it's so easy to avoid. And so I say, since it's so easy to avoid, just avoid it. There's no point in getting all caught up in it and obsessing about it when all you have to do is draft your health insurance and don't make any appointments, and you do just fine.
Well, and I agree with that because I haven't been to a doctor in probably 15, 20 years now, and I've been doing just fine. And I think my health care system is called God. I think the spiritualness that I have and that I've already discovered what I'm here for. I'm here to fight for this gentleman, whom I don't know, but I choose to call him God. And I think just believing and knowing that I'm here for him has kept me healthy. So, I mean, that's just a weird, maybe that's weird to some people. Maybe it's not at all to others, but I think that's a fantastic, and it just blows my mind that I have been healthy, and you wouldn't even believe the journey I've been on in my life, and so that's how I got to him. But anyway, thanks for your time. I appreciate it, sweetheart. You have a good night.
Okay, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Patricia in Florida.
Marina.
Okay. There you are.
I have practiced your philosophy my entire life. I went without doctors for 45 years, and I haven't had an aspirin since I was 15, and now I'm 70. And I had all four kids of mine born at home, and I nursed each one of them for 2 years against all people's advice. And they're all healthy, and I have three grandchildren that have been brought in the same way. I have seven altogether, but three that were brought in at home. But my question is this. All of a sudden, 3 years ago, I was having trouble walking and it was hurting. And I just had x-rays done a year ago and then this year. And because I was in so much pain, I didn't know what to do. And I've tried everything and I'm not getting better. They said it's end-stage arthritis in my hips. Is there any way that cartilage will grow back naturally, providing it everything I can?
Yes. You can grow cartilage back.
A sports doctor, the latest one, he took a look at those x-rays because I wanted to get a shot of hyaluronic acid in the hip, which would give me 3 or 4 months of exercising. I swim every day. I have for the last year. I found out I could do that. But the problem is he took one look at that x-ray, the latest x-ray, and goes, oh, my goodness. He said, the shots are for people that don't want to get to your stage. You're at the end. There's nothing more. You've got to have a hip replacement. But I don't want one.
So you can go to my website. Well, probably what we need is a discovery session. So you go to my website, vitalitycapsules.com. I'd actually recommend you get this free report, which is the Candida Cleaner Report. It talks about turpentine, among other things.
I've seen that, and I've done a lot of things for it. I take garlic every day, too.
There's an updated version of the report. So if you go to the website, vitalitycapsules.com, you can get the updated version of the Candida Cleaner Report. Okay. And there are a lot of things in there that can help you. And then if you need more individualized direction.
Candida.
Hmm?
Is it a Candida problem?
It's not a Candida problem. So the history of the Candida Cleaner Report was way back when, I guess 1800s, early 1900s, turpentine was used in the United States as a healing agent, and it cured absolutely everything. You name it cured it. And so I met up with a marketing guy. He says, you can't say that. No one will believe that it cures everything. You got to pick one thing it cures. I said, what is it? He said, Candida. Does it cure Candida? I said, yeah, it does. He says, okay, Candida. We'll call it a Candida Report. So that's how it got its name. But
so you're thinking that will help me. And can we get it at Home Depot? I heard you say a while back about getting it at Home Depot. Is that
you can get it at Home Depot. All that's in the report.
Now, I have a friend who has Morgellons or whatever, and I told her about it, but I don't know if it helps with that, does it?
The Vitality capsules help more with Morgellons. So the people with Morgellons, many of them have actually gotten complete relief just with Vitality capsules. So the Vitality capsules, you can get those, of course, at vitalitycapsules.com as well.
Okay.
So if somebody has Morgellons, I would have them start with the Vitality capsules because it might be all they need. They might need to add the turpentine, might not.
Okay. All right, one more little thing. that I just thought of. I just heard on the radio someone come on the last night. I think it was. I was so shocked. I didn't know what to do. And he said, "Well, only your diet should be everything that grows under the sun. I don't know if you heard that, but nothing from the sea." And I've been taking for 20 years. I've been taking blue green algae, spirulina, and chlorella. I've been doing a ton of that. And then he's saying those things are all, they make your own immune system, inflamed, because it's an outside.
I personally don't recommend any of those things, because based on what I understand about the body and what it needs, you know, those things are not necessary. So I don't recommend them just from that point of view.
Okay, what about royal jelly? Because I'm trying to do everything to provide.
I don't think royal jelly is pertinent to your problem. It might be pertinent a little later on, but right now that's not what your problem is.
And then Dr. Deagle said to take mountain red deer velvet, which I started taking too. But again, that's an animal foreign protein, and I'm wondering if I did feel a little better.
Well, so if you try something, it makes you feel better, then that's, you know, go with it. But if something doesn't seem to do anything for you, then definitely, you know, let go of it. But your problem, basically, in a nutshell, is malnutrition. So the reason that cartilage has disappeared is because nutritionally, you know, you don't have the building blocks to maintain it. I mean, that's one piece. Another piece is you may have parasites that are eating away at it. And another piece, of course, is toxins and chemicals in your food.
I'm pretty careful.
Those are the three possibilities. Well, the organic label is not what it used to be.
I know, but I know most of the growers that I use, they're local. But something just came up when you said that. But sugar could have been the cause of the malnutrition. Is that possible?
Well, that's not going to help either, right? So get the updated report, and then that'll help you sort through it.
And you're sure that you think I can rebuild that cartilage? It's only in the hips. That's the thing. It's not anywhere else. And I'm pretty young otherwise. A young 70, I was.
Yeah, I think it can rebuild.
Okay. Because I've had several doctors saying, "You're crazy. You're out of your mind."
Right. But again, we just did the morning report today. And the morning report tells these doctors, use this therapy. It's totally useless. In fact, it's even harmful. Maybe it'll kill a few folks, but keep using it. And so that is basically the summary of all the medical training. So if you keep going to medical doctors, you're going to get therapy that's basically deadly and of limited use.
My kids say, just get the hip replacement. But Dr. Deagle says it's not an easy thing. And when I read about what they do, they actually break your joint and stuff a piece of titanium into your
thigh.
That's
right. Exactly. That's right.
It's horrible. Yep. It just sounds so horrible. But I've been bedridden for 3 years, too. And that's another horrible. I mean, practically bedridden. So, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so get the report and start there. Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, we have Jerry in Michigan. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you wonderfully.
Thank you very much. I'm a 79-year-old man.
Oh.
My cardiologist about 5-6 years ago said I had arrhythmia, put me on warfarin. Warfarin affected my lower legs quite badly, so cardiologist sent. I had since went to a general medical doctor, and he took me off of warfarin and put me on Pradaxa. I don't have sugar, and from the time I started the Pradaxa and maybe even the warfarin, the backs of my arms from the elbow to the shoulder broke out in a itching rash and finally turned into a crusty. Skin on the back of my arms, and I sort of attribute it to the Pradaxa that my medical doctor changed me to off of my warfarin. My question is, I have in the last few days stopped taking the Pradaxa and went back to a 4 baby aspirin twice a day. And I know, and I don't have sugar, and I know that you said something about aspirin a little earlier in the program, but I may have missed some of that. What would you do if you were me? Stay with the baby aspirin, or would you go back to the Pradaxa?
All right. I'll tell you what I would do if I were me.
Okay.
So if I were me, first of all, I'd fire my cardiologist. That's number one. Number two, I wouldn't be taking any of this. I would fire my cardiologist.
Well, he already is gone.
And I wouldn't take any of the stuff. I wouldn't take the aspirin because I don't want to be on dialysis. I don't want to bleed to death. So we have to go to commercial, and I'll answer the question when I get back.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. We're answering a question from Jerry about what would I do with the blood thinning medications if my cardiologist told me to take them. All right, so the important thing to understand about blood-thinning medicines is that the lethal dose and the therapeutic dose are very close, just about equal, actually. So your chances of dying for your blood-thinning medication is actually higher than your chances of dying from your heart condition, just by the way. So What I have found in my experience, by the way, it's not medical advice, obviously. Do whatever you want at your own risk, of course, is high-dose vitamin C thins the blood very well. That would be anything from a teaspoon to a tablespoon a day. Garlic capsules, 3 capsules, 4 times a day, thins the blood. Ginkgo, 120 milligrams, twice a day. Any of these three alone and any combination together would thin the blood as much or even more than your aspirin or the drugs the doctor is giving you. So the question, of course, is does your blood even need to be thinned at all? That's a whole other discussion, but let's just presume for the moment that it does. If it were me, I would start with the vitamin C, add the garlic, and then add the ginkgo if I had to. How do you know you have enough blood thinning? You just take your thumb, take your forearm, press firmly, and let go. And if you notice a slight bruise, then you've got enough blood thinning.
Say that again on the last part. Please take the thumb.
Just press it into your forearm close to your elbow. Just press real hard, then lift up, and you'll see a slight bruise.
I see. Thank you. That
okay,
was very
you're
nice
Good
of
luck.
You to explain that. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, Anthony.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you doing, and what's your question? Yep, I can hear you.
Dr. Daniels, longtime listener, called a couple times. What I want to tell you is that, and I'm going to reiterate what I said the last time I've said, haven't been to a doctor in almost 40 years.
Good for you.
Thank you so much. We buy our food here in Texas, understanding that there might be some issues with it, but nonetheless, we cook with love.
Big, important ingredient.
Yes, ma'am. So, we cook for the week, and oftentimes when I'm at my work, the people, my colleagues, who see what I eat, want to have some. I share it with them, and they feel better.
Yep.
It's all about the love. And I want to tell your listeners that if you do really care about it and you do cook with love, and all of the proper ingredients, even though they may be this, that, and the other thing. Okay.
We're done for the evening. But yes, love is a huge ingredient, and it makes a big difference. If you care about the people who are going to eat your food, it is huge. All right, as always, think happens, and we'll see you next week.
Just standing there, and I thought I was old.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.